In our search for New York voters, we took to the sea.
May I have your attention, please? Welcome aboard the Staten Island Ferry. Please take a moment and pay attention to the following safety announcements.
Our producer, Mary Dew, met Gianna Farron from Staten Island at the Staten Island Ferry. Gianna's a Trump supporter.
I think he's the perfect person to fix the economy. You know, that's what we need. We're in a lot of debt, right? So I think he's good with money. That's what we need, definitely.
Do you think a lot of your friends are going to be voting for him?
Yeah, a lot of my friends. A lot of Staten Island.
Donald Trump is expected to win big in that borough, but New York is a largely Democratic state. Congresswoman Louise Slaughter represents the 25th District, Apple Country, Rochester, New York. She's a longtime Clinton supporter, a pledged superdelegate. She joins us. And Congresswoman, you're also known as a more progressive Democrat. So why Clinton over Sanders? Is it your loyalty to your former New York colleague?
Not at all. Not at all. Look, I don't know why any country, in facing some of the perils that we face, would not be anxious to vote for a person who had served in the White House, served in the United States Senate, and knew every Secretary of State, every world leader by their first name, knows all their foibles and how they think. I mean, it's incredible we have somebody with this extraordinary experience. But I am inordinately fond of her. When she came up to run for Senate, she was so great in the White House. And let me step back up with that. But when she ran for Senate, I want you to know she went to every dairy farm. She went to every muck vegetable farm. She knew all about milk pricing, which is so esoteric that I think you could talk to a whole room full of people and they wouldn't understand it.
Well, but what about the other industry? Your area has had shining moments. Eastman Kodak, the iconic company. But it is now economically depressed, as of a lot of upstate. And you've been against trade deals in the past because of that. But the Clintons were for them.
Oh, I don't think there's any question that we did not do well. And most people who supported NAFTA understand, I think, that what we did was decimated. I've always said we'd never seen a trade bill here that benefited the American manufacturer or worker.
So but why Senator Clinton, who was for them?
She takes such a bum rap, they just stand there. I don't know how many times she would have voted while she was in the Senate or what that might be. But let me tell you, I've seen this woman. What she tried to do to help us rebuild, as you pointed out, a pretty economically depressed area. We're doing well now, I'm happy to tell you. We just got designated one of the innovative manufacturing areas in photonics, which we do better than anybody in the world. And so things are starting to look up for us, but another trade bill would not help. But, you know, let me tell you, this woman is willing. What she does is learn. I've never seen anybody do their homework like she does.
Well, are you saying also when you say what she does is learn? I mean, she has said in hindsight she has changed her mind on some things. Is that something that appeals to you?
I don't know why anybody would find that offensive. But frankly, let me tell you, with the two candidates, first, I prefer a Democrat. But I've served with Bernie. I served 16 years in the House with him. And he's a nice man. But Hillary Clinton, as I said a while ago, has more qualifications for this job. And as one of my great aides in the office said to me, just looking at the Republican primary and what's going on, is the perfect advertisement for why we need all to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Well, you know, let's think about that for a second, because many Democrats have been even gleeful of the possibility of a Trump candidacy. They think it will help them not only in the presidential race, but down the ticket. But in the last election, you won by just a narrow margin against Republican Mark Essini. He now thinks that the down-ticket effect of Donald Trump in upstate New York is going to help him, that disenfranchised Democrats are going to cross over and vote for Republicans. Are you worried?
Well, look, I never count votes till they're cast. But I don't really run against anybody. I run for the office and put my record up. And we've done extraordinary things in Rochester, and it certainly has been recognized. As I said, the AIM Photonics is going to rebuild our whole economy up there. It took us 3 years in our office to get that designation. But we constantly work to help in our let me answer your question.
Sure.
I'm not that concerned any more than I am always. I never take anything for granted. But if anybody thinks that Donald Trump is going to be a good president of the United States, I would concern myself with them. I've never heard him mention Congress, and I think somebody should tell him that as the President of the United States, he can't build a wall or anything else without money being appropriated from the Congress. That part of it seems to have evaded him.
Well, you know he thinks that Mexico is going to pay for it. But when you say, like, other candidates, he doesn't
say
how
it's going to be
done. I
know he thinks that, but no, I think all of us know that that's not true. So, yeah. Let me tell you, there are a lot of people in this campaign all this year who are kind of following shiny objects that just have a facade and no depth. Frankly, I don't want to entrust my country to that.
Well, Congresswoman, I have to ask, by that, do you shiny object, people don't explain how they're going to do it. Do you mean Bernie Sanders?
I mean any candidate that's promising all kinds of things without any way of explanation or even beginning an explanation of how that's going to be done.
Yeah. Representative Louise Slaughter, the congresswoman from upstate New York. Congresswoman Slaughter, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Well, it was a pleasure.